Blog Talk Radio.
The show with host Sue and myself, Anne, and today we have a wonderful Thursday, October 7th, 2021. I just love the autumn, I don't know why. I've always done that. It's cold, but it's a nice time, it's a cozy time. We are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, chat with us about anything spiritual, or why not today's topic, or share a story with us. If you want to talk with us live on the show, please press 1, because otherwise we won't pick up your call out of courtesy for you. And you can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have any information we'd like to share with you, we always share it in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm still here. On today's show, we will be talking about soul realignment. Why do we continue coming back? That's intriguing. Plus your calls, as usual, for questions and mini readings live on air. And we really love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are a very proud live call-in worldwide radio show broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden in Europe. And give us a ring. It's plenty of space in the queue right now, so this is a great time to call in. Call us at 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 213-943-3587. And we take your calls for questions, free mini readings, chatting with you about all and anything spiritual. And remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show. You can also listen live and text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And once again, today we're going to talk about soul realignment. Why do we continue coming back? Yeah, I'm really intrigued about that one. So we're going to dig right into that very soon here. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, so give us a ring. We would really like to talk to you. You're very special, all of you. Call us at +1 213-943-3587 or join us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can text chat with us if you wish to do that. And if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that are passionate about the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities, and of course, we love to talk about any and all spiritual topics. We're always a live call-in worldwide radio, so we currently have listeners in 30 countries all over the globe. Isn't that fascinating? Thank you so much for choosing to listen into our shows. It's covering all continents, and we honor you so much. Thank you. And once again, here's the number. We really would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number. Press one to talk with us live on the show. Or why not join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can listen to a player, a live player, so you can hear the show live on the same page, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And of course, you can find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. Subscribe and like our videos. Now, let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters. My beautiful sister Sue, all the way from nice weather, Arizona in the U.S. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. It is nice weather. It's starting to cool down a little bit here. So, and we hear next week it's going to be in the 70s. Now, sissy, that means it's going to start getting chilly for us once we hit the 70s. But that's okay. We've been looking forward to some cooler weather, you know, weather that we could tolerate.
Yeah.
You know?
Talk about so, cool weather, right? I'm teasing you know that.
Well, let me tell you, it's been a long, hot, humid summer, you know, so, and it doesn't feel like we're in the desert anymore because we've got tons of mosquitoes now, and we never had mosquitoes here, ever in Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And now we've got lots of mosquitoes. Yep.
Oh,
yep, we're just like everyone else. Oh, no. No, it's not. Especially with all the rain we've had this year. We've had a lot of rain.
You know, it's probably the rain that is causing you to have mosquitoes because they want moisture, you know. So
You
can't have one without the other. We have a lot here. And of course, not in the city of Stockholm, but if you go in the countryside, they love my blood. I know that.
Oh, yeah. Me too. You know, so I know once we get the colder weather where it's just too cold, you know, we won't have them anymore. So just looking forward to that time where it's so cold that we don't get any mosquitoes anymore. So it's coming.
Yes. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, listening to our show. Now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. You can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number. Press one to talk with us live on the show. Or why not text chat with us and listen live on the player at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we have a new feature, actually. So you can find us at Premium Chat. There's a link on the page here, scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. You can see if we are online, if we are currently not online when you wish to talk with us. Just click on the button for the person you want to talk to, and we are being notified. So then we can come back to you with what time. And if you're lucky, we be online. So that's a very good thing because you can just call in, we connect, and you pay per minute. That's absolutely smashing because you can pick and choose. Staying a short while, staying a long time, right? You can also find out much more about Scrolls of the Soul Radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And of course, we want to talk to you, so please call in. You can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number And you can call us for questions, get a free mini reading, chat about today's topic, share a story, whatever. Just press 1 so we know you want to come live with us. And before we move on with today's show, let's recap what last show was all about. You see?
Yep. Last week was how do we use our etheric gifts? And I really love this topic because it, you know, we delved into things that we're passionate about and how we know, you know, what we know. And never, you know, the thing for us is we don't question what we know. I think that's a big thing. But also, everyone has these same amazing gifts. It's just who chooses to really hone in on those. You know, and not everyone does, and that's fine. That's what we're here for. But it was a very interesting topic. It's one Anna and I both loved getting into. And, you know, the one important aspect we do state is that we try very hard never to be in our ego. I think that's the biggest part about using these amazing gifts and then knowing that these gifts are we're entrusted with the information and that they are borrowed. They're not really for us to keep, so to speak. And
and
honoring that.
Yes. Can I chime in just shortly? It's easy, you know, to come to the place where you feel, oh, I got all the answers. Now I'm going to tell everybody this is what's going on. But we need to be humble. I think that's important to know. Mm-hmm. And if we are, that's how we are going to open up even more. Because we wouldn't be here if we had all the answers, right?
Yep.
We wouldn't need to come here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think the other aspect to that is the not judging, you know. Once you understand that you don't judge the information you receive, you just, you know, you take it in and you pass that information on, but you don't stand in judgment of it, because once you do, then you're stepping into the ego. And I think people don't necessarily understand that, but the two kind of go hand in hand. So, okay.
They do.
If you didn't get a chance to listen, you can go into scrollsofthesoul.com/past, and that was last week's show, and you can go in and listen to that. And of course, we always like to thank all our listeners from around the world who do go in to the past shows and listen in. We honor you with that. We thank you. We do appreciate you doing that. Okay.
Yes.
So, Sissy.
We do.
Today.
Yes.
Today's topic. So, why do we continue coming back? This one's kind of interesting because, you know, we might have our perceptions as to why that might be. But there's a lot of richer, deeper information. Of course, there's a lot of mediums that do past life regression, right? They take it to that level. And that's interesting, too. I find that past life regression is very interesting. There's a lot of information with that. And myself, we come to it more in the soul realignment aspect, you know, and the Akashic records. And what does that really mean, you know, for us as practitioners? Well, one of the things about coming back is we tend to have agreements and contracts. And those agreements and contracts could mean many things. And of course, Sissy, chime in anytime when it comes to that.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. So do you want me to you go ahead
for
first.
Oh, I was going to say, my first thought is always the vow one sticks out for me. I don't necessarily know why, it just does. And the vow can be something like a religious thing, you know, and that could mean we have trouble with relationships. And those agreements could come up, you know, the vow agreements can come up. Hey, sissy, I just had to get that one out.
I know, but my son, I'm going to start first with why we feel we come here, right? So we don't come here to become greater than we are, because we are already perfect on a soul level. What happens throughout lifetimes when we come here, we put on layers of other things like promises, vows, make contracts, agreements, many, many, many things. But we don't come to because we are not perfect. But, you know, when we come here, because it's a very dense world and dense energy, we come here, we are born into this world without memory, usually, at least most of us, right? So what happens is we try to figure things out because we're supposed to experience things, and that's how we can gain an understanding on a soul level, right? So because if the soul doesn't have anything to compare with, how can the soul understand? So we don't go to school here, but we try to figure things out. That's how we can grow, right?
Right.
And think about all these past lifetimes. We have different terms and conditions each and every time because the world is changing. So born in the Middle Ages, for instance, boy, that should have been a hard time, right? Because there were so many, we had the church coming and say that's sinful and that's this and that's that. We had society, no rights as a human being, maybe having to struggle with many things. Feeling maybe like being blindfolded. So what it's equally important to remember that when we incarnate, we always try to do our best with the circumstances we have, usually at least. And there's no such thing in my mind as a wrong choice, because then we come in with judgment and we're not supposed to judge. So what happens is that we try to do, make a choice that is in alignment with who we are on a soul level, but also the reason why we came into that specific incarnation, right? So we are not punishing ourselves. We are not being punished. There's no such thing as punishment either. Sorry, I just had to say that. I don't know. What do you say?
No, I agree. And the other aspect to that is, you know, when we start discussing, like, binding spells, curses, pacts, and vows, as a for instance, those are a set of agreements, right? So those are things we may have made. And we all do, even on an unconscious level, right? We tend to, not realizing, you know, maybe in a past relationship where we might have had something where, let's say, along the family line, there was a curse, as a for instance, right? So you have a curse on the family, and it comes, it keeps coming out through the generations, and and it's just a for instance, you know. And then, as practitioners, we can discover that, and we can find out, you know, what area in your life has the soul basically had curses that continue to come in. It gets very interesting when we start getting into that information, because it truly is like being a detective, right, Sissy? I mean, it feels like you're investigating a scene that already occurred. And now you're gathering that information from that Seoul's historic scene. It's kind of how it feels
because
for me
what happens? What happens is that we, out of culture, traditions, expectations, you know, things that are imposed upon us, we think many times we make right choices or we promise something or our family promise something because it goes also along with karma. But karma sometimes can sound negative. It's like a punishment, but it's not. Karma is choice and consequence. It's very simple, actually. So there's always, we are living by karma all the time because we make choices all the time and we have the consequences of those choices. So we can have good things coming, things that we want to have. So good things and bad things, what are they then? It's good things are things that are working for us when we are on the right path. It doesn't necessarily mean that our neighbor, if he or she would do the same, would have the same result because maybe that's not their path. Maybe that's not their experience. And even when we have to deal with people who are, we sense that these are a little bit negative people, right? So how to deal with that? That's also because they probably made a choice to come here and have an experience. So that's, they can come out of that and do things that are more in alignment with them. Because when you are acting in a way that appears negative for the world, you are probably not doing the best thing for you either. But maybe it's the soul that time who need that experience. In that sense, that is a good experience for the soul. So I kind of lost the track, Sissy.
Okay.
I'm talking
well,
about
you know,
everything else. I'm sorry.
Well, you made me think of something else under contracts. Okay, so as you were talking, because contracts came up as a sided thing in my mind as you were talking. When you talked about the neighbor, for instance, contract in there, right? That contract could be mutual or a one-sided contract. Yeah, right.
Yes.
And that's interesting, too. I think, basically, as the fun part, because this is the fun part of what we do as a practitioner, right, is not knowing all the answers, right, and then discovering this stuff, this historical information, and then referencing it back to the client and having it make total sense to our client. That's when it gets really juicy and exciting. But it also is in alignment. See, here's the thing I'm thinking about with what we talked about last week. So I got to kind of bring the two together. Because last week we talked about, you know, how we use our etheric gifts, right? Well, this is a perfect example as someone who goes into the Akashic are very much in alignment with those gifts, those etheric gifts. There is no doubt in what we do. There is no ego in what we do. We're trusting the information, right? And I think it very much fits in with last week's show as well. The two topics kind of pair together, you know.
They do.
That's the thing I find fascinating.
Yes, and I want to add something here too. You know, you can have a topic for all these things we're talking about, wows, contracts, spells, whatever, you know, agreements, whatever we have been creating. Even we have something that's called compassionate connections. That's when you promise your heart away. It's a little bit like, it sounds very good, but you give your power away. You give your heart away to someone else. And, you know, we always have the most important relationship with ourselves because that is us. That's our soul. So that comes first. And then we can connect with everybody else because we are connected, so to speak. But the basic term for everything is blocks and restrictions. Sorry, I lost my voice. And the good part and the exciting part is that when we see an area in our life, it's not functioning for us. It doesn't really matter what we try to do. It does simply not function. That means there's a blockage in that area.
Right.
So as practitioners, that is a part of what we can find. And in the beginning, Sue mentioned, we're not so much about finding flashy and nice past lifetimes, because it's not so important. Of course, it's fun. It's a fun part. But the most important thing is to get this lifetime going and to try to sort out why you came here and kind of release those things so you may be able to not have so many times to come back, right?
Right, right.
That's my dream.
Yes. No, I know.
I just had to say it.
Okay, now, as a joke, I have to say, so that's a one-sided thing, right? I just have to say that. Okay, there's nothing mutual about that.
No.
Well, anyways, yeah, it is. It's delving deep into all of this. Okay, so let me go back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier, because we said kind of listed a couple things. All right, so let's get into bindings a bit, Sissy.
Yes.
Bindings, because I see those two as kind of very similar to like packs almost. I mean, you can and can't. Somehow it feels like you can't have one without the other, but you can, you know, I mean, you definitely can. But what is your thought about what would we do specifically that causes a binding, for instance? I'm just kind of throwing that question out at you. What would you consider a binding that you might discover for a client, let's say? Just throwing out some thoughts there.
It's like we are too connected to something. We are way too connected. It can be a person, it can be, but it's something that, if we talk energy, I would say that it looks like energetic cords, because that's
right.
How I see it. There's a connection that is draining. It can be one-sided or mutual, of course, because everything
right.
can be that. It doesn't mean that if it's one-sided, one soul or person is worse than the other, because we always interact. The thing is, here's one big key here. So all of these things we are talking about, when we become aware, and this can happen fast, it can take some time, that's when we can understand these things and see them, how they are working, and we can clear them because we can. But what usually happens is because we haven't come as a whole humanity to that point yet, when people are very aware, so they can do that for themselves, right?
Right.
So binding, you know, it can create a lot of chaos for you. It can create, because you have that binding to someone. And if it's one-sided, it's very often that you're not aware of it. We can have other things. Can I step further a little bit here? Because
sure.
We can have other things interfering, like something as simple as thoughts, right?
Yeah.
Just to give your guys an idea, a thought can be directed at, created at, or created by, right?
Yep.
So there are
different
ways you can. So if it's created by, I have created that. And the thing is that a thought form that has being fed enough energy, if I keep believing, I'm spreading the word, taking action on it. So my thoughts are becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. It can actually become an entity by itself. And if I had, for instance, directed my thought on you, it can interfere with you. It's going to drain your energy. It's not correct. So therefore, this is one of the reasons we try to get you guys to do the simple thing as cord cutting with Archangel Michael. And sometimes that's not enough because we need to work on it very consciously for a very long time. But that's a good reminder, actually, because we can at least cut cords so it's not going to build up. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it's also, I think what that entails, okay, is it's not when someone says cord cutting, I think not everyone realizes that it's about not continuing the same thing. So, for instance, you talked about thought forms, right, or thought being directed at someone, right, or directed at us. Well, that and then creating its own kind of energy and life force of its own, that can only happen when we continue to put a lot of time and energy into that, right? So when we continue on a topic, and kind of like drama, for instance. I think drama is a really good way to point that out. So when you jump into that arena and then you continue it over time and you don't move past it, it's when you can create this. And it can be created about you too, right? So if you're not involved but others are, and they're specifically over and over and over again repeating this topic about you, now they're creating an energy that you just referenced to that could sap you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So.
Yes. And you know, being spiritually aware in this sense means to, without feeling anger or, you know, being feeling fear, because if we clear ourselves and we do work, energy work, with the intention of fear, we are a little bit off, because we're supposed to just acknowledge, observe, see, or just do the work, like taking the shower we do, brushing our teeth, putting up makeup or whatever we do to look good, right? So it's about taking care of our soul, because energy and cords, I also want to give heads up, we never ever cut out a connection we should have. So people ask all the time, can I cut off a soul connection? No, you can't, because a soul connection, a soulmate, a past life connection, however you want to express that, it's a connection between souls because you have spent past lifetimes. It can never be cut, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't always mean that we choose to interact with each other. We have a tendency to see it in a pink light with roses. It's not always. It depends on what we have experienced, right? But it's always it's a beautiful connection. But it sometimes means we meet up each other so we can clear things between each other. So it doesn't mean it's not negative, but it can mean some work, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yep, it looks like we're a little past the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to actually hand it
over.
Have you take over, Sissy, and then we'll continue from there.
Oh, thank you. My time. I have a long time saying that. I love to talk, right? I'm just kidding. So if you haven't called in yet, now is a great time to call in, and you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, chat with us, share a story, get a free mini reading live on air. Just remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show. You can also listen live and text chat with us at squirrelsofthesoul.com/live. squirrelsofthesoul.com/live. And of course, you can ask questions in the chat room as well. If we have time, we'll bring it up on air. Otherwise, we answer in the chat room, so that's okay too. If we have any information we want to share with you, we post it in the chat room. squirrelsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are talking about soul realignment. Why do we continue coming back? Yeah, that's interesting. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And we love to talk to you. So call in now at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we do offer personal readings, and you can find us at squirrelsofthesoul.com/readings. And we have a new feature outside of everything else we have to offer as readings, but it's showing on squirrelsofthesoul.com/readings. And you can talk to us per minute. It's very easy to use. And if we are currently not online, it says offline. You can pick and choose which one you want to talk to, and you click on the button, and we are going to be notified you want to talk with us, and we come back to you, and we can kind of agree on a time if we are not. If you're not lucky enough that we are currently online and logged in. So let's see what else we have. Yes, we are so proud to once again announce that we have listeners in 30 countries and growing, and it's absolutely fantastic. We cover all continents, and thank you so much. We are really honored. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, October 14th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne, talking about astrology. How the universe can influence the planets. I love that one. And of course, as usual, we take your calls live on air for questions and free mini readings. We do go live 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time, and we have created a page here. It's easy for you to find a time near you. You can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. Follow the link, and you can simply just put in the near city where you are so you can find out the time. It's very handy this month because I know that soon the world is going to start to change from winter time to summertime and vice versa. So it's going to be a couple of weeks when we don't change at the same time. But you know, we always go live at 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S., right, Sissy?
We do. Yep.
We
do. We're
good.
Lucky here.
So,
we don't change.
No, I know. Then you can keep yourself updated on all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can find past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we are broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm in Sweden. Isn't that nice? Global. And, of course, you can find us on YouTube. You can find full past episodes and teasers of upcoming shows. Just search for Squirrels of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. Subscribe and like our videos. Now I'm done. Let's get back to the show.
Yeah.
Sissy.
You got it. So here's one I was thinking about. So just in terms of this topic. So the other ones that I kind of felt were closely related would be spells and curses. And the reason I say that is because in theory, in my mind, you can have a curse, but don't you have to perform some type of spell to have a curse? Just a thought.
A curse, yeah. My sense of a difference between a curse and a spell is that a curse, I can say to you that I curse you. I can put a curse on you. I say a lot of bad things. It's like mm-hmm. putting a curse on you. It's usually done, but not always, of course, but it's usually done when someone is angry. It's a lot of mm-hmm. anger. And we talked about this before. Anger can hold a lot of energy. It's accumulated energy, right?
Yeah.
So, but a spell is something that's consciously done. It's very consciously, because you make a spell, you can make a love spell. You want someone to fall in love with you. So you mm-hmm. make a spell for that. It's something that's more manipulating. So in that sense, it's a little bit worse, even though it may sound like a curse is worse, right? Because usually a curse is something you just say. You say it, you're angry at someone, and you say, I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to wish everything bad on you. That's a curse.
Right. But, I mean, that can happen. So the reason why I say hand in hand, okay, so my thought on this is curses can happen because someone put a spell too. That can kind of happen. That's where I see that they can go. I'm thinking back at the, you know, the early, the 1700s, 1800s, when there were witches, and witches were creating spells and kind of adding something that would affect someone that can become a curse, I guess. That's how I see it. But I think it's different for everyone. It's just sometimes they almost seem like they can pair or go hand in hand. It's just my thought on it, you know. I think it's just they are their own separate thing.
But yeah, but a spell, it is, for me, it is more manipulative, because mm-hmm. you have an intention. You have a very clear intention. I'm going to make a spell to get this. So it may sound better, but in essence, it's not. We're not supposed to manipulate with someone else mm-hmm. in that manner. And if you do a curse, I mean, yeah, in the Middle Ages, maybe they had their clear intentions when they cursed someone. Of course, you can mm-hmm. do that too. That's another way of cursing. But most people, when they are cursing someone, they don't think about what they do. I wish that person, because I'm so angry at him or her, I wish that person all the bad things in this world.
Yeah.
That's a curse.
Yeah.
And you may not realize the consequences.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, and that can also turn into a karma thing too, you know, when you start going down that road, you know.
Yes.
Very much
so.
Now, what are your thoughts on the term? So when we talk about unjustified karma, for instance, what does that mean, actually, when we state that? Because there are karmas that things can happen that we do.
Yes.
But the unjustified karma, what does that mean in your sense? What is the meaning
my sense
of that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to explain it in an easy way. So
okay.
First of all, I need to start from a little bit from the beginning, because we as people have a mind and a memory, our physical mm-hmm. mind and our memory, right?
Yes.
Our soul has its own memory. So when we have unjustified karma, it is a little bit like the soul is still trying to clear karma and doing good deeds for mm-hmm. things that are not longer present. It's already gone. It's already worked through. It's already cleared. It's just that the soul, it's like, you know, these old tapes when we were listening to recorders in the old days, they could get stuck, kind of thing. It's a little bit like that. So it gets stuck and tries to justify and clear things that are not present. And one other reason that this can come up sometimes is that if the soul believes that someone else's karma is that soul's thing to clear, That's another thing that can happen. How about you? Your take on it?
No, that's exactly. No, I couldn't have said it any better, actually. I was actually going to go over to a caller, if you're ready, to take phone calls, Sissy, because I see we've got a caller.
Go for it. I love to talk to people. Go for it.
Okay. See who we have. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Philson, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, how are you, Philson?
Hi,
Philson. Doing good.
What can we do for you?
Good to hear.
I wanted to see what you see as far as getting a promotion at my current day job.
First thing, just for me, this is Sue. So hi, welcome. Is there a couple different people looking for the same or vying for the same thing? It's kind of like it's like three or four people are wanting the same. Are you in competition with about three or four? Do you know?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of, there's not that many positions and there's a lot of people that want to move up.
Yeah, there's a definite, a definite thing of a little bit of drama going on there as well. A little bit of infighting. So I'm just telling you what I'm picking up. Is this mostly female? Energetically,
yeah.
feels like all female. This is why I'm just trying to answer your question, and I'm literally getting like moved through conversations that are women, and I can't seem to get like a clear answer for you, and it's just like a lot of drama going on. Are you sensing that, like this drama thing going on?
Yeah, it's always strong. It's
like inundated with a lot of this, so it's really like me walking through the weeds right now for you. So I've got to ask Anne, and then I'm going to douse on your question because it's like I'm trying to get through the weeds to get to the answer for you, and it's just not coming, you know. So let me
okay.
go further and ask Anne if she's got something a little clearer than me, Sissy.
I hope so. Hi, ladies. Hi, Philson. Very welcome. And Anne here. For me, it feels like first thing that's coming up for me is you are on stable ground. And that means for me that you are appreciated at your work. But as Sue said, there's a lot of competition here. So my sense is that stable ground and how they perceive you and how they see how you perform your work and all of that good stuff, that's a good thing. That's a plus for you. So I feel that you have a good possibility, but there's going to be a lot of things going on here. And it feels like it may take a little bit longer time before this is coming to the place you can see it coming to manifestation. And when it comes to that drama part, it feels like there are people who are a little bit sneaking around a little bit. Sorry for the wording. So do your best to just avoid those. I know that can be really difficult sometimes, and we can get angry. Don't punish yourself if you get angry. Just try to do whatever. Excuse me, I need to go to the ladies' room. Whatever it takes, just don't interact with them. And do your thing, because you are, I see that they are appreciating your work. It feels like in the long term here, after some time at the end of this reading, and usually a reading can be around, it's difficult to say, a few weeks up to a couple of months. So I feel that it's not going to happen within the first month. It's going to take a little bit longer because there's so many things going on. But I have a sense you have a good chance of having a promotion. That's what I feel. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know,
wonderful. Let's see what Sue has.
I was going to say, there is just, did this just start, Filson? Did like the process just start? Like the early stages of this, like everyone is sending in their qualifications?
Well, yeah, it's like people don't say it out loud, but everybody knows that they're trying to move up. I like with the sneaky part. Everyone,
yeah.
Nobody's doing anything up front. Everything's kind of like.
Yeah. Because what I got was when Anne said, you know, you have a good chance, I got 6 weeks from beginning to end. So that's why I asked, you know, was this a recent thing that just got put out, let's say, and everyone started putting in their qualifications for it? That's more or less what I'm saying. Because it feels like it's early stage. It's just starting. The process is just starting. So when Anne said that, the timeline I got for you was 6 weeks. And you will know, is what I heard. So I hope that helps kind of narrow some of it down a little bit better. Because I think that's what you want to know. You know, like, am I going to get it? And how long is this going to take, right?
Yeah.
But
so
that I have to chime in here. There's an general energy because we usually pick a card or two for the entire show for everybody. That's something that is for Sue and I and for you who are calling in and for everybody listening, so to speak. And my card today is from it's Gateway Oracle card from Denise Lynn, and the card I pulled is Exceeding Expectations. It's a picture of a woman standing on the globe, the earth, and she's thriving. And there are green things coming, like branches on the sides. And the card says, I soar into excellence. So there is a positive energy coming in. So we are kind of leaving behind the negative energy that we have had for quite a long time. We can still see bad things coming up on the surface, but it's more like that is a reaction of the negative energy we have had for a year and a half or almost 2 years, right? So it is good. So keep your thoughts very, very positive on this one. It's not because it's going to happen just because we are positive, but we need to monitor our thoughts sometimes, not let anything kind of drain us and make us start to doubt. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good. I also think you are qualified for this. This definitely feels like you are qualified as long as you stay away from stay out of kind of drama here. Yeah. Yeah, because it feels very much like drama, you know. So as long as you hold your ground and continue being who you are, I think this is going to evolve into becoming what it is you want, I guess. So, yeah, pretty much to me, it looks like it's yours. Just continue being Filson is the best thing I could say. Hold your ground. You know,
yes,
stay
okay.
in your own energy, basically. So, well, keep us informed. You know, I'd like to know in a few weeks if you hear, you know, if it occurs. I'd be very curious to hear if it occurred for you. And good luck with it.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Take care,
thank
Filson.
You.
Bye now.
Blessings. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Sissy. I'm going to grab another call. Yeah, it at first, energetically, I just got to say, it was like I was walking through mud and weeds. I could not get to the question. And it was just a lot of other energy that surrounds us. Oh, that happens sometimes. Okay, let's see who our next caller is. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Dion from Illinois.
Hi, Dion. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Dion.
I'm good. I'm good. Everything's moving forward. Well, I haven't been able to call in the last couple of weeks because I get in queue and then I got to hang up because somebody's calling or whatever. But I just wanted to check in and let you know that as a follow-up to the reading from a couple of weeks ago, the changes I implemented, everything is working out great. Everything's moving forward. Everything's going smooth.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Now, give us a little heads up on what we talked about, because we get a lot of callers. So just summarize what we had said. I have a suspicion, but kind of summarize
it. Okay, so you channeled my dad, and my dad is kind of like, you know, being forceful about making quick, swift, large leaps of faith and moving forward and getting out of the area where I'm at. And you know what? At that point, I was in the process of doing it, but it's getting closer to my move-out date. Also, with the change of job, not getting rid of my day job, but picking up a second income, because my day job, you know, has been slow. So I've made all of my steps moving forward. I had to go to sign up for schooling to get a certificate. Hopefully I pass on Tuesday, then I'll be able to get that second line of work going. And
I feel a lot of pride for
your two
dad
major
too.
Ones.
He it seems like he's very thrilled about the actions you've taken, because you took it by the reins. You know, it was no more kind of like wallowing in your own, you know, that's not what he taught you, more or less. You know, he taught you to get out of your own way and, you know, use your mind and use the skills he gave you, right? Because he has a certain set of skills that he imparted. And he expected it from you, or you guys, I should say. Is there siblings?
Oh, yeah, there's siblings.
Yeah, yep, because I heard you guys, okay? You guys. He expected that from all he is, because that's how he is, you know, and that's not going to change. It's like, he's not going to change his mind on that. That's exactly how he is. So, yeah, I remember as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. That's exactly what that was about. Very cool. He seems to be, like, more calmed down over it because he wasn't happy at first. You know, that first time you called.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he wasn't happy at first. So, yeah, he's kind of, like, a little more chill about it, like, that's my girl type of thing. I don't know. Would he say that? Because that's what he said to me.
Yeah.
That's my girl, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Sissy, do you have something you'd like to add?
Yeah, a little bit. Hi, Dion. And hi, Sissy. So, hi. No, it feels like I see a generally very good energy. It's a lot of light around you. There's a lot of good things and success. So it's a time here. It feels like just go for anything you want here the last part of the year. It's 2 months left, right? And go for anything. It's your time. I see that it's a journey also for you. It's more like a metaphysical journey. So be aware that people around, I think it's coming a little bit like for the other caller we had in some time here before. There are people who are not always very positive, but, you know, they can't really harm you or do anything unless you believe they can. So if you see, you feel any kind of negativity or anything, just keep them at an arm's length distance and just do your thing. I have a sense that by the end of this time, by the end of the year, you will feel happy, satisfied, confident, and you will have accomplished more than you are thinking. So right, you had a question, I think, also about something you have applied for. So you wonder what's going to be with that.
Wow, you're really good at this. Yeah, that was on my mind.
Okay. Thank you. So I have a sense that it's sometimes I ask spirit and angels and guides and they won't say me yes or no. They are talking around in circles. But it feels like it's a very positive energy. I see a little bit of a compromise, but I feel you're going to get it. So it's something that keeps you, holds you under your arms for some time here. I don't know if that makes sense.
Keeps me honest for some time?
No, I mean, you know, when someone is trying to help you, they hold you under your arms and they hold you up. That's what they are showing me.
Oh,
sorry for
supported.
The word.
Yes.
Supported
for some time.
Thank
Ooh,
you.
That's awesome. That's very good news. Very
yep.
good news. Thank you so much.
Let me add one other thing, too.
Thank you.
Just to kind of wrap this part up, is the certificate you talked about, yeah, that's a flying colors thing, because I saw that for you. You know, that was part of the question, was the certificate, right? Kind of worrying on whether, that's not a problem. Have you had a little bit of worry over that, kind of like, did I do this right?
Yeah.
Did I answer it right? Did I, you know, you're fine.
Yeah, because I signed up for a class to study for the to get my certificate, and
mm-hmm.
There was no way for me to do it, and so I started looking up YouTube videos, and so like last night I was studying and like. I have time until next week, but, like, I'm not going to be cocky, you know, and say, oh, I got this in the bag. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to commit to brushing up on my skills
mm-hmm.
and do my part and then, you know, just, you know, hope that I just have to prepare and, you know, I'm just want to stay grounded, but and tuned in, but mostly wanted to, because you said to call back and let you know how things are going. And I just wanted to say thank you again to the both of you for, you know, like pushing me out of my comfort zone and into, you were, like my dad was forceful, but you were gentle about like, hey, look, you know, this is going on. And surprisingly enough, everything following that has been pretty smooth.
Nice.
So I've been lucky.
Wonderful.
I've been lucky. So
well,
thank you for all of your help.
No problem. That's what we're here for. But I got to give credit to your dad, actually. I really do, because he, you know, when he has something to say, he doesn't hold back, you know. So, and there was him. He had come through really strong for you, you know. So now he's like sitting back in a what looks like a recliner to me. I also, now you got to tell me if this is wrong. Did your dad smoke cigars?
Oh my God! I can't believe you said that.
Yep, I see
him.
Oh
my God.
Uh-huh.
Literally, I just got out of the shower because today has been like 2 days without the nicotine patch because I quit smoking, but I was still using the patch. And today is the second day, no patch. And I said, Dad didn't smoke cigarettes. Dad smoked cigars.
Uh-huh.
Literally, I just said that half of an hour ago in the bathroom.
Yeah, I just saw
him.
I could see him in his recliner in this kind of very old, dirty, like, everyone says throw it out. He didn't throw it out, and I see a cigar. So that's where, kind of like, you know, where he is right now with you. He's kind of gloating, I guess, with the cigar in his hand. Like, I did good.
Cool.
You know, he's patting himself on the back. So it was him. It was all your dad. And he is, I got to tell you, he is the angel on your shoulder. So when we talk about those things, right, literally that's your dad. That is your dad. He is the angel on your shoulder, always trying to whisper in your ear, you know, to make sure that you don't get yourself too far out one way or the other, you know. So
thank God
he's
for
all,
that.
Yeah, he's all proudful right now. That's what I see. You know, when you see someone in a old recliner with that cigar as if they're celebrating something. Yeah, that's what I see with your dad. He's taking
that's
a little credit here. That's so awesome. That is awesome. Listen, we wish
yes,
you the
it is.
Best here, love. Absolutely
thank,
the best.
Thank you.
And keep us informed. We do like to get, you know, callbacks to hear how things are going, you know, because there's, you know,
yes.
not everything goes so smoothly all the time. And we love to hear, you know, what's going on. And I know your dad is kind of, I feel it. He's always going to be the angel on your shoulder. He is. And he will speak loudly if you are going
yes.
off track.
Very good. Thank you for that.
He's a nice man. I really do like your dad's energy. He's a good man. And he loved all his babies, all of them. So let your siblings know, you know, each and every one
We're
of you guys.
Strange. I don't, we don't, I'm, I got cut out from the family.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Associate with the siblings at all, like not even
yeah
remotely close.
Oh, that's too bad, because he loves all he is equally. That's what I see, you know. So
no, he did. Oh, he did.
Yeah. All right, honey, good luck with everything.
Thanks, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you
so
much.
I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
Thank
Have
you so
a
much.
Good day.
Have a
Bye,
wonderful
honey.
Day. Bye.
Okay. Sissy, I see we have a caller here in the queue, but I don't see whether the caller wants us to take the call or not. So I'm just going to shout
yes.
out to this caller. Caller
yes.
who has 415 area code. I see you sitting in the queue. Thank you. I will come
yes.
over to you.
Thank
you.
You
don't press one. I'm assuming you're sitting here, so coming over. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Welcome to the
hey,
show.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi,
good,
Jessica.
Thank you. Hi.
You didn't
Hi,
press one, girl.
I know. I forget. Yeah. I was just listening to. Sue, just by the way, I did leave you a message like a while ago, just like FYI. On your voicemail.
Did you?
Yeah,
on my phone.
It's
oh my
okay.
God, I'm so sorry. Oh geez. You know, it's been I've had a client I've been focusing energy to. I probably got about 4 voicemails I hadn't checked. My apologies. Is there something?
It's okay. I just wanted to let you know, like I you know, I didn't drop the ball. You dropped the ball.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It was just a bad week. You know, my apologies, because I had a lot
it's
of energy
okay.
that got focused
I
somewhere.
Know,
so. You know, I hate when that
yeah.
happens. I will
That's
check.
That's okay.
And I will respond, I promise. I
okay, it's all right. Oh. Curious what you guys are picking up with me from me. I'm just like, before I say anything, it's been a very up and down week, lots of new developments and stuff like that. So, well, maybe you could
Great.
Just share actually specifically, what are you picking up as far as my living situation? Let's do it that way.
Well, the first thing you said, I actually got craziness. So that, just to let you know, there was like this, energetically there, I can literally see like just energy bouncing off here, there, everywhere, as if you're all over, or things feel like they're all over the place. Nothing feels grounded or settled. So,
yeah,
right? It does. It feels that way. So repeat the question again, because as soon as you spoke, that's all I could see was this just energy flying all over that didn't feel good. So just repeat it for me again.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much was the question. I'm trying to settle myself down. Like, what are you picking up as far as the living situation? Anything?
It's something I can't, again, that's like, is there, when you're looking, are you feeling like you're just all over the place and nothing's coming in, because it's just, it's like picking through the weeds right now. That's what it feels like. I can't even get to the question because I'm like going through the mud, climbing through mud. It's really thick and weedy and pulling me down. So your energy must be getting zapped right now energetically, because when I connect, that's what I feel. I can't even get to the question. I'm going to dowse a little more
energy
on it.
Picking up anything?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you more information. I just wanted to see what initially you guys, if you picked up anything specific.
Muddy Waters.
Oh, okay.
Remember that song from Muddy Waters? Go ahead, Sissy.
Ladies, I have something before you reveal anything more, Jessica. That's okay. So you asked the question. I received an answer about another area, but I did ask again for myself here, and I have an answer when it comes to your. I'm going to start with what I really received. It's very rarely that I see. I basically picked all the love cards I have in my deck. That never happens, so to speak. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
No, you're not. So what I feel is, even if it feels right now it's chaotic, the energies are all over the place, try to direct and focus your energy. But I feel actually there's someone here. It's very, very strong. You are to meet someone. I feel very, very sure about that, because it's basically too much pointing to that. And the sense is that I think that spirit, angels and guides, this is what they want you to know. So don't hesitate to try it out, because it feels like it's really something out of the ordinary. Someone you can really connect to. It doesn't mean that you have to kind of move together at the same time, right? But give this person a chance. And I'm not going to tell you what to do, but it feels strongly. So I'm just saying what Spirit is saying to you. It feels like the energies that are chaotic around you, they are chaotic because there's a lot of energy movement. So it can feel like, gosh, everything is happening at the same time. You don't need to act on everything. Just do what feels most urgent. And right now, maybe it feels more urgent for you to find a place. Are you looking for a move or something of that nature? You are working towards moving or change?
I'll tell you what happened like this. So there's been a lot, you're right, like it's chaotic because there's a lot of energy movement, which is great, but it's been like so intense. So I'm just hanging around inside, breathing. I'm going to go to meditate again. I've just been sleeping. Like I've been feeling overwhelmed. So you guys know for months I have been packing up and moving things around and getting ready for this move. I've been ready to move for like over a year. I've been wanting to move, and maybe over 2 years. Like I just haven't been happy here for a long time. And then some shifts were happening with me and the people in the community, because I was like working on my own internal stuff. And I was like, you know what, I really want to know that I'm good with money before I move and that I'm secure with that.
Yeah.
And I want to, I would also with like the people in the community, I was trying to do like some activism and I was getting like a lot of no's and that was really annoying me. And it was, you know, we repeat our childhood wounds like with everybody around us. So I was like doing a lot of healing work around that. And then something started shifting that I was like, you know what? I'm actually not the outsider here, because that's how I was feeling a lot. I said, I'm actually part of the community now. And I was like, I'm actually one of the leaders in the community. I don't think everybody really knows this yet, but like I feel like energetically that's what's happening. So because again, like I'm just like I know what's going on in the world. These people don't. And like, so I've been trying to like direct people, like be a leader for them of like how to clean things up or how to prevent certain things from happening. So anyway, I have for the last like year, I have been writing this online newspaper for Indigos. And this past week, my guide said to me, why don't you start writing a paper for people in your town? Because every time I would read the local paper, it would drive me crazy because they would never be covering anything important. And so I said, oh, that's an interesting suggestion. And I said, okay, I could see myself branching out and doing that. And I was really excited about it because I was like, you know what? There's tons of warriors here. They're not exactly like Indigos, but they have that warrior energy. So I said, oh, this is good. Then I can get like, because a lot of the thing that was bothering me was that like I didn't really have people to help me do all the things I wanted to do, like clean up the river or clean up the garbage and like all this crap. So I got really excited about the idea. Then I got really scared about it. And I was like, because the cops now are wearing body cameras around here. So it freaked me out. It got me like really scared. And I was like, that ends up being like my first issue, which I haven't really like released yet. But I was like, oh my God, like I'm going to be writing about this stuff. I don't know. Like, is my life safe? And like, I got all this like fear and paranoia that came up and I had to clear through all that, which I'm still working through that. And then I was like, okay. And then they're like installing smart meters in my apartment complex, which made me go ballistic also. So I'm gathering the people in my complex. So now I'm like I'm organizing people in the complex to like educate them what's going on so we can fight this. And then it was like, I guess if I'm publishing this newspaper, even though it's online and I'm doing it for the town, because I was debating, do I do it for the state or do I do it for the town? And Spirit keeps saying to me, do it for your town and then you could branch out when you move just to do the whole state or who knows what'll happen. But then like it dawned on me, oh my God, I'm staying here for some time now.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then that got me really angry.
I was waiting for you to finish.
I'm really angry. And now I'm busy putting together my headboard and my mattress because I've been sleeping on the floor. Because, again, I have my mattress on the floor for several months because, again, I'm waiting to move. And now I'm like, I have all these fucking boxes, and now I'm resetting up my bed, and I have to probably get, like, a piece of furniture because everything's all over the place because I've been prepping.
Yeah, you know,
so
Jessica, I am hearing you're not going. Don't go. This is what I'm hearing. Like, don't go.
I know.
Go.
I don't want to hear that.
I know. I getcha. But because energetically, there's a couple of things going on here. One, you talked about this, like, transformation going on. And we did a show about this a couple of weeks ago. Downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it back in?
I listened to that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I listened
and,
to that.
And I feel very much like that was you too. Like you were a part of that. And then it takes a while for those energies to settle in once it happened, because it's just got you going and going and going and going. You're like constantly moving, you know, moving around and helping and putting some really good energy out there. And I'm not hearing you. I'm hearing you're supposed to stay because you're supposed to make an imprint on that town. you are supposed to keep writing. I know you want to move, but I'm hearing don't, because once you do, it's like things are going to fall there, that you're going to make a difference and you're going to find a way to get the collective on your side here. It feels very much like the collective.
Yes.
You know?
I know. Like, this is the whole thing. I've been really mad at Spirit. I'm going to cry now, which is good, because I've been trying to cry for the last 2 days, because it's like,
yeah,
it gets me so upset. Like, here's my career. Like, this is what I wanted to do. Like, and I know this is going to be successful. And like, I know all these people are warriors. Like, it's a very strong community that everyone backs one another. And I know I could feel it, that they're ready for it now.
Yeah. Right.
But like, so it's like, but then that means like, I'm still living where I am. I mean, I wanted to move out to the country with the animals and away from all this shit.
Right.
It just makes
right.
me so upset.
I know. And look, it doesn't mean you can't and shouldn't, you know, because you have to follow what vibrates with you too. But I also see like the warrior side of you. That's the thing, is there's that warrior side, but it could be so lonely, you know, when there's the warrior side. There's not a lot.
I just wanted to chime in because I didn't say what I got, and I still have the cards here, and they do resonate very well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So here I see that there's work here. It's coming up as something practical, but also, as you mentioned, you said this already, it resonates so well, that there is work here for you to do. It's going to be something where you use your knowledge and your spiritual power kind of thing in a positive way, because you're going to help out. There is a little bit of a power struggle between people, and it may be the system, it may be how authority in your town is functioning, things of that matter, but you are the one kind of clearing the path here a little bit. So when it comes to the move, I wanted to say I don't see you moving right now. It feels like that is something that if you wish to, because we have free will, we can do whatever we want. It's probably not going to happen right now. It's going to happen later on if you want to. So this is more like you doing your thing here. I don't know if that makes sense.
I it's exactly the intuitions that I've been getting, and it just, I don't know how to come to peace with it. I mean, my heart is singing because I'm very passionate about this, and I do know that the town's going to fall if I don't, like, exactly like Sue, what you just said, like I know that I can make really an impact here.
Yeah.
And the thing
because
is,
because you are a warrior. But it's lonely at the top, you know?
But there's a lot of warriors here. Like, I feel like this is an opportunity that I'm going to be joining with other. Like, I think I'm going to activate a lot of people. I know I am going to activate a lot of people that they're going to be like, I'm behind this.
Yep.
And
once
like,
you do, once you touch someone, though, that's the thing. When you start something and you start touching others, that's when it's going to help you with your deciding that decision, because you're packing boxes, right? And then you're kind of like setting up your bed and unsetting your bed to go. And all it takes is that one person that moves to the next person kind of thing. And you start pulling that collective and you see it. When you start to see it with the collective, now you know all the energy you put into it. It's coming into fruition, and that's the thing. That's the only part here. It just hasn't come to its fruition yet. It hasn't blossomed fully yet or flowered. And I think once it flowers, so to speak, then you could say, okay, I'm out of here. I started it. I started the process. People are waking up. They're finally doing something. Okay, I'm moving on now. Next, kind of next place. You know, going to the next place.
And that's exactly, like, it's very good to talk about it because it's been, again, like, sort of, That's what I've been telling myself. I said, you know what? You haven't been ready to move this month. you're still looking for things. It hasn't come together yet. You wanted your career to pop off with this stuff first. So, like,
yeah.
Now it is. I was like, this is what you asked for. Your dream is being fulfilled, yet you're busy crying that you're setting up your whole headboard and all that other crap. But,
yeah.
Like, now I'm even gathering, like, the whole idea of gathering people about these smart meters, like, it's a lot of stuff all at once. And I've just been shaking the last couple days, which I was already going through healing from the health, whatever stuff was going on with me. And it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. Get yourself, okay. Let me just give you a quick thing, and then we got to wrap it up, or we get kind of moved off to the side here. Get yourself out to a place where you are in that space for a little bit. See if you can do like a weekend thing. Just get yourself out of there for a bit, energetic, a couple days, even 24 hours. Do that at least, and then come back refreshed. You can do that too, you know. So. I see cows with you for some reason. It's funny, just cows.
Yeah.
Well, honey,
I gotta let horses.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll do it, but it'll come in time. I've got to let you go, though, or we're going to get kicked off out of here. So we got to wrap up. Thank you so much for calling. I'll check my voicemail. Give me a little bit of time. I'm crazy busy right now, but I promise I'll check.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
guys.
Honey.
It was nice talking. Okay.
All right.
Jessica. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
So, I'm just wonderful show today and great calls, and I'm just going to be very fast here. On today's show, we have been talking about how we use our – no, sorry, that was wrong. We have been talking about soul realignment. I messed it up. Why do we come back here? And blocks and restrictions following that, the reason why we come back here and incarnate. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, October 14th, 2021, with myself, Anne, and Sue, talking about astrology, how the universe can influence the planet. So that's interesting too. We are in Mercury retrograde, guys. Interesting to know. So you can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Find upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. Find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. And you can always find a time near you for broadcasting at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, so you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. So we're back next Thursday. Join us then. And Cici, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Just a quick thank you. As always, we honor you and appreciate your trust in us. So thank you. And with that being said, angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
And I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. Bye.